from San Diego, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast with your host, Ricky Hershey.
Welcome to the Frugal Life. Today, we have a question from a very special listener, the biggest fan of the show, Daniel Zhao. As I sat down to record this episode, I actually realized I have no idea how to say Daniel's last name, so I just Googled it and found a video. My ability to speak Chinese is not very good, so I hope I did that acceptably. Because as I thought about it, I'm pretty sure you don't say it cow, which I'm sure is how everybody says it. But maybe Daniel will correct me when he hears this. Anyways, Daniel, accountant from Axos Bank, asks, is money everything, Mr. Frug? First, Daniel, thank you for the question. It is a great question. I think money is not everything, but at the same time, money is the foundation. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. If we think about something like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we think about the lower order needs, and we think about food and shelter and safety. And all of those things in our modern economy can be provided to us with money. If you have money, you can rent a place. If you have money, you can buy food. And so all of our base needs can be taken care of for us with money. And consider this too. In our modern economy, you really can't be, or at least in the United States, you cannot be a subsistence farmer. You cannot produce your own food independently. You really need to be wired into the economy because food producers produce food so much more efficiently than you can just on your own. Likewise, if you own a house anywhere or a home anywhere in the United States, I mean, you're going to have to pay property taxes on it probably. There's always going to be monetary costs associated with home ownership. So really, to meet those lower needs in Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you need to have money. There's really no way of getting around it, I think. So love it or hate it, money is here to stay, and you may as well play the game. So as you have money, I think it allows you to focus on higher order thinking. You can start thinking about your impact in the world. You can move towards self-actualization, whatever that means. You can become a more productive member of society. If you're always just thinking about where you're going to get your next meal, I think it limits your ability to think more broadly, to think about your impact to society, to think about your goals in life. Daniel also provided his answer to the question, and he says, yes, to an extent, only thing money can't buy you is real bonds with friends and girls. And Daniel, of course, has a point here. Money can buy you a lot of things. Can money buy you happiness? I don't know about that, but you can certainly buy a lot of things, and perhaps some of those things will give you happiness, at least for a time. Your money can't buy friendships, like Daniel is saying. Those need to be forged on their own. But I mean, if you can't afford to even go out to dinner with your friends, I think you have a problem. Now, I'm not saying go out to dinner all the time and be wasteful. After all, the show is called The Frug Life. But you do need to enjoy life. You do need to not worry about money sometimes and just enjoy something for what it is. So life isn't all about money. Money isn't everything, but it is the base. Let's take a quick break. Welcome back. As I take a few moments to sit back and reflect on my own goals in life, I can think about some of the material things that I want. You know, owning a house on a body of water seems really ideal to me. Having a nice wave runner that I can hop on and ride around seems like fun. Will those things make me happy? Maybe. Maybe for a time. But certainly beyond just material things, it's our relationships, I think, that do matter most. Of course, not having money can hurt our relationships. Like I said, if you can't go out to eat, that's a problem. But also, if you don't have money to retire, that can be a problem. Money can cause undue stress on your relationships. If you look at the causes for divorce, money issues is pretty high up there on that list. So I say, don't let money be a problem in your life. get ahead, become financially independent. Now, that's a million times easier said than done. But that's what this show is all about. It's not about some destination, it's about a journey to become more financially free. And I want to invite you to come along that journey with me, because I'm not there yet. I'm not at a place where I can just go and do whatever I want. I'm not at a place where I could retire comfortably. I have a long way to go. So come along with me and learn as I learn in this crazy journey called life. I'd also like to invite you at this time to send your questions to me. I want to be engaged in your life. If you have a question, send it in. I'll take some time on the show to talk about your question and hopefully provide you an answer of some sort. I don't have all the answers by any means, but in this journey of life, I have certainly lived many years being pretty frugal, and I have made some awesome personal progress in my goals regarding money. I don't want this show to be a brag, so I don't know if I really want to share numbers here, and I think my wife would get grumpy if I did, so I won't at this time. But wherever you are in life, whatever your money situation is now, I think it can get better. And the first step is just to be conscientious of what you're doing. Don't just spend mindlessly. Think about what you're spending on. There's tons of tips and tricks about how to optimize this and optimize that. But I think that's where it just starts, observing. And as you go forth and make these changes, I hope that your life improves in other aspects, that your relationships improve, and that your overall quality of life improves. Thank you again for being a listener of this show. Extra kudos this week to Daniel for sending in a great question. Thanks for listening. Stay frugal. Post Music Ricky here. After editing, I realized that there were a ton of birds chirping in part two of the episode. Let me know if you heard the birds. Here's a little sample of what they sound like. It drove me crazy during editing. All right, really, until next week.